Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Previously on the blood-soaked rose.
You're going to begin your search tonight?
Leok, you wouldn't happen to have anything within that sack of yours that would be of any use, would you?
Not really. I could tie a rope. We could pull. It's pretty old.
Do free the door from its hinges and pull it down.
You're both going to lose 2 stamina for the night?
Oh, that's one way to announce our entry.
Good work, sir. I mean, Aurelius.
I don't trust you.
Would you like me in front, or would you like to take the lead on this?
I'll take the lead if that's all right with you.
Aurelius, you keep a calm head about you and form a map in your mind of the passages.
Point to the rune on the ground is chaos. It's made by another that can produce chaos.
I'm very glad that you are in your element here. I must admit, I am not.
The runes split here. They mark a walkway down the center of this room.
Please don't stick your hand in or feed the wraith.
The wraith pulls itself into this corridor where you're standing. Yeah, very much here's Johnny. Feel free to roll monster knowledge at this point in time as well.
It's also just reflex plus d10, isn't it?
It is.
Reflex plus d10 for initiative.
Right.
I have no monster knowledge, so I'm not going to roll for it.
Fair enough.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I have nothing in monster lore either. I was in my first build of this character, I did.
All right.
And then I took it out to have more things.
Yeah, nice.
Okay, well.
Well, my initiative.
You could roll education for your general superstition of it.
I'll tell you what Briok's general superstition is. Bad.
Bad.
Scary.
This, ghosts.
This
bad.
Is bad.
Ghosts are bad.
Initiative 13 for Aurelius.
Okay.
Initiative 10 for Briok.
Don't think you've rolled under a 12 for some of these.
Ouch.
Things.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Aurelius is first. Only one of them has penetrated the barrier, and there are 3 total.
Okay, great. Aurelius is just going to have an immediate show of force and is going to finally, no longer shackled by the fucking collar that was around his neck.
I thought you might want to cast some spells. I don't know.
he sees this like clawed hand pull it apart, and he just turns and stares at this thing and sees it as nothing more than a hindrance towards Razine, and he resents this wraith for it. He brings his hand up, remembers what he was meant to cast against the Katakan, and decides that this wraith will be a perfect replacement, and casts Anye, which is basically fucking fire.
Fireball! Essentially, yes.
I thought she was a musician.
Yeah.
Hey!
Anye West.
It's going to dodge.
Good luck.
You say that now.
Is that the defense dodge?
Yeah, dodge block.
14.
25.
Roll damage.
Yep, so...
You're so excited to throw fire around, aren't you?
So that is 14 points of damage, and it is also a 75% chance of catching on fire. Would you like me to roll the d4?
Yes. Only on a 1 will it not be set on fire. It's not. Doesn't say that it's immune to fire.
4!
So it's magical fire. You can definitely set it on fire.
So as this wraith kind of peels and brings its head forward, Aurelius turns to face it, brings up the flame, and basically appears as if he's offering it to the wraith right in front of its goddamn face. And just turns his palm forward in a flick and unleashes fire and illumination upon this wraith.
It screeches in rage at you as it pulls itself through the barrier. In its right hand appears a wraith blade, a sword fueled by pure anger and resentment.
Good.
And it floats towards you. Swings. It takes its fire damage first.
That was 14 plus the... Yeah, 14 for the hit plus the fire damage.
Plus
hit.
Being on fire.
It has 5 location points.
No, it has no legs.
Cool. It has how many location points? Location.
Torso, arms and head.
So 5 damage for each of those.
20
damage.
So 5 for the body.
5 for the head. 5 for each arm.
No, 5 for both arms because they're half. So 5 for torso, 5 for the arms.
Yeah.
And then the head
two arms together. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
So 2, 2, 5, and then triple for the head?
Yeah.
15. 20, 24.
Plus my 14.
Yeah, so it pulls itself through. You offer the flame and fill it with chaotic fire, and what is left of its form evaporates as it tries to swing a sword at you and simply burns up into dust as it goes to swing towards you. Its limbs just become a sparkling dust in your lantern light, in your torchlight.
I feel like it's that thing where you see the arm coming and as it gets closer and closer, it just crumbles and crumbles away at the last second. And Aurelius just turns with like a blazing fury towards these other two wraiths.
Know your place and stay back!
They screech and claw and pull their way through. The other two wraiths make themselves known, and one comes at each of you, attempting to bring you with them to the land of the dead.
No.
The first one attacks Briok with its wraith sword.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
What are you going to do against it?
Dodge.
Yep. 18.
21.
Despite your fear.
Nice. Good job.
Thanks, mate.
These things telegraph their attacks. They're not martial warriors. They're simply spirits of any person that has enough resentment to hang on to this world. And it flails at you inexpertly, and you are able to sway away from its blade. The other swings its lantern at you, Aurelius.
That's right, I have a lantern. No. I block with my lantern.
Lantern battle.
15.
So I dodge block?
You can dodge it, yeah. Whatever, it's a melee attack. You can do whatever you want to dodge it, yeah. You dodging?
16!
So you dodging?
Yeah,
so it swings its lantern at you, and again, you can deftly step away as well.
It's keeping that core strength. He just bends backwards away as this lantern just swings across, and he follows it with his eyes.
The two of you are back-to-back in the darkness with the wraiths closing in, but as now not able to lay a ethereal finger upon you.
Let's keep it that way.
Briok, you're next.
Hmm, cool. I'm going to attack with my bow.
Great.
Yes, that's the best course of action.
Yeah, it's where all your stat, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. Oh. I could do something else, but I'm not going to.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yell at it.
It's slow my actions down a bit.
So the one you're fighting, the one that swung at you, is missing a neck.
Yep.
Just simply fallen open. Its tongue is hanging from its missing neck. And the one that swung its lantern at you has appears like it had once fine regal robes that are now tattered, and that's how we'll differentiate.
So we got neck, tongue, and beard.
And fine robes.
Fine robes.
So just to get a quick lay of the land, we're in a, 15-meter alley-ish sort of thing?
Yes.
With magical runes on either side?
Yes.
Which the rays have come in?
Yes.
And we're back to back?
Yes.
And so, sorry, when you say 15... 15
across.
Across or along, sorry?
Wide. The path wide. Wide. So standing across.
So rune to rune.
Yeah, that's right. Cool. Rune to rune. Cool. Yeah. The lighting, is it kind of silhouetting or highlighting or is it dark?
It's dark.
Okay.
It's dark. And there's lots of moving light from you. The lantern swung by one in one hand of Aurelius and the lanterns that they carry themselves, throwing witch light around the room. It's not enough to silhouette them to give you a better shot.
You're wondering whether that gives you a penalty or not?
Yeah, I'm just curious as to what sort of...
It's dim light.
Dim light?
Yeah.
So no negatives then?
Certainly not for the wraiths.
Minus two to awareness, but not to attack.
There you go.
Yeah.
If
I was blinded by light or dust, then that would be a problem.
Yeah, if you didn't have your lantern, then maybe.
Elves have dark vision, it's fine.
Yeah, if the lantern is enough to fight by.
Yeah.
Go on. So?
Put a bow through its neck. Well, no, don't, because it'll go through. Do it somewhere else.
Cool. I'm going to shoot it in the... just anywhere. Doesn't really matter.
Yep.
I don't think it has different armor types. Doesn't seem to, does it?
Nope.
Nope. Beautiful. Here comes a shot.
Here comes a shot.
It resists with spell casting.
Cool. Oh.
18.
On Brioc.
Modifiers.
Modifiers. Cool. I get...
God damn this tension.
38.
Oh, what?
Jesus Christ.
A singular strike. A singular strike.
I did crit.
Yeah, fantastic.
Location?
Its spellcasting was 18, so it tries to shift into incorporeality, but your shot is just too fast. Way too fast. Yeah, so if you roll location, just re-roll if you get the legs, because it doesn't have any.
Oh, tables are involved, aren't they?
Four?
That's the torso.
Yes.
And because I beat it by quite a considerable amount.
By, what do you get, 36?
38.
38.
Yeah, that's 20, wasn't
20,
it?
Yeah, so yeah. It's a deadly critical.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Good job.
Thanks, mate.
So that's 10 already, plus whatever damage you do.
13.
It's clinging on to form, barely. You put an arrow through what seems to be the heart of its essence. Center mass. Oh, wait, no. It's a monster, so yours does half.
Yeah, sure.
So it's definitely not down. So you get the 10 from the critical, which I'd like you to roll. Deadly critical.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good, which may be more.
So we could have some other effect. And then you rolled 13, didn't you?
Yes. In terms of damage?
Yes. Yeah. So 6. Sorry, yes, your steel-tipped bow does find its mark, but this thing is made of pure spectral rage, so it doesn't do... lots of damage to it, but certainly tears off part of its form.
You can't wield weapons that you don't have any points in, is that correct? Like, for example, because I don't have any points in archery, for example, like I wouldn't be able to shoot a bow. Is that because I know in like Vampire, for example, like if you don't have points in certain things, you just can't roll for it.
I don't know if that's rules as written, but it probably seems like it would be sensible for weapon skills.
That's rap. Yeah. Rules as Phil.
Can't use a weapon that you...
don't have points in.
Yeah, I mean, melee weapons are pretty easy to use. They're just clubs and shit, so...
Cool. Monsters without anatomy don't have critical tables because they have no organs.
Ah!
So you just do straight bonus damage.
Okay, which you did already. You did the 10 bonus damage.
Deadly
yeah.
For these guys, it calculates it as a different rate.
Oh, okay.
Deadly critical damage?
Yeah.
Plus 20.
What? Oh, that's much better. That's much better. I'm happy with that. Great.
You see its heart. It's beating, angry, glowing green heart. And before it can shift itself out of this plane, from the hands and the head first. It's trying desperately to get its core away from this plane where the arrow would simply pass through it unharmed, but instead strikes true. And with an ear-splitting screech, it evaporates, the fire from its lantern consuming it. Again, as nothing but glittering dust falls to a pile below it, and you send it beyond the veil.
Second attack, shooting the one that my compatriot.
So minus three stamina.
Yep.
Minus three to hit. Tattered Robes is next. Yeah. Good look up on the old incorporeal table.
Oh yeah.
What a crit. What a crit.
Just casual 20 points of extra damage.
What a crit.
Hello, good sir. To what number do we owe the pleasure?
Spellcasting 19.
Take a while.
Sorry, my boy got a crit.
Got crits again. Double fumbles yesterday, double crits today. The dice are very swingy.
37.
It's my victory noise.
It's great victory noise.
So it's 18. Again, it's a deadly critical. That's 20. If you can score more than 5 points of damage.
What did it get in total?
19.
So, yeah, deadly critical. You're right.
Yeah. Mark.
Deadly
so
critical.
So what do you say if you can score more than five?
5 points of damage to it.
Yes. Because I roll 3d6 plus three.
Halved, or you could hit arm.
That's true. You're right. You're absolutely right. Location first.
Yep.
10.
Reroll.
I'm looking for a five.
That's an arm.
Yeah. Damn it.
So it's half damage.
Half damage,
and
yeah.
Half damage again.
Yep.
Fuck.
So it's a quarter of your roll here.
Yeah, shit. That's seven, 10. So
damn.
Two. Not enough. So you do 22 total. You again.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Can't go incorporeal, and you wheel around a second arrow improbably knocked so fast
with just the reflexes of an elf.
Yeah,
just in close quarters, a short bow is
loosing
a
arrows.
Deadly weapon.
Yeah,
yeah. Is this a panic flurry, or is he now in his element?
This is. They can be harmed. They can be felled.
Yes, so a few people will get that one. Yeah. And we're in a crypt, so it's pretty good.
It's pretty appropriate.
Yeah, yeah. This you is, can make, this a is courage, a... make a courage drop plus two for these excellent strikes. Oh, yes.
Nice.
Hey!
Excellent.
I did really well. That's like a 17.
You can recover that, Will. That's all good.
Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah, you just killed the creature that came from the dark fear from below here. The things that attack you can be fought with martial arms.
And really hurt another.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aurelius.
Aurelius. You know what? Let's have fun with my other fun spell.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna produce a little earthen spike. Earthen spike being... and it doesn't say that I need to be anywhere that is within nature. It just says that it...
Well, the ground's made of stone and so earth.
It just conjures it up.
Yeah. There's plenty of earth around you, for sure.
Let's just see how this goes first.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the same. It's a dodge
block. Does it say what type of damage it is?
It is going to be... No, it just says damage.
Damage, yes. Yeah. It's magical damage.
Yeah.
It's not piercing damage. It's not...
No, yeah.
It'll do full damage. So if you can score 3 hit points on it. what's the defense of this one? Dodge?
Dodge block.
Yeah. 16.
18. My base is 16.
Yay!
So.
Roll damage.
And so I will... Well, you know what? I'll tell you what happens first. So Aurelius, encouraged by Briok's newfound sense of purpose in himself and his ability to fell a creature at the exact same time that Aurelius casts one into flame, he casts a longer, not malevolent, but a disconcerting smile towards Briok, and he looks towards the third wraith that now has an arrow protruding from it and just reaches his hands down, feeling along the ground. And you see the stones start to form on either side in different points and with frightening speed shoot up as jagged stalagmites. Mm-hmm. I learnt this the other day. Well, that was one roll. It is 5d6.
Yeah, I think you got it.
I'm going to roll.
I think you got it.
Sean wants to do the overkill.
Oh, this is glorious overkill.
18 points of damage as these stone stalagmites pierce from several different directions into the ring.
It's recoiling from the bow as the stalagmites shoot into it and rend it apart from within, spraying spectral dust into the air that glitters as it falls in the lantern. Almost as soon as it's begun and the danger is realized and these creatures claw their way through the magical barriers, they are felled by fire, by arrow, and by earth. And not a touch was laid upon you.
Well, if the mage is anything like that, we shouldn't have much of a trouble.
Agreed, Briok. That is how you fight. That is how you fight from here on in. Good job. Well done.
Thank you.
And he
my friend.
Yeah. He takes... When that third ray, does it just disappear?
There's nothing but dust left.
Yep. Yeah. And you can still see those stalagmites stay. The lovely representation of what happens here.
They stay exactly there, yeah.
How do you feel now, Briok? You ready to pursue forward?
Of course, sir. I feel emboldened by our success here.
Good. To head forward once more. Once more.
I presume you take the lantern?
Yes, absolutely.
Beautiful. I follow behind.
He never dropped it because he
can't
cast
one hand.
Cast.
Yeah.
Holding the lantern above your head, peering forward into the darkness, you pass through the chamber and back into the winding corridors. And the path marked in the word light resumes, and after 5 or 10 more minutes a glow of light can be sensed around the corner. If you make an awareness...
My awareness checks have been horrible all session.
Mine aren't great.
That's a hot 12, everybody.
13.
You hear the crackling of a fire.
Cool.
Let's...
My good friend, perhaps it's time for us to approach with caution and quiet.
You had rightly sensed that there was a renewed sense of like reinvigoration as we departed from the race, and his gait was increasing. And as your words kind of ring out in a harsh whisper, he does stop. And you see his shoulders just like raise up and down, and he just breathes in deeply, because you're right, Briok. It's time. Well said. Okay. I'm here, Razine. And Teal mutters to himself and cautiously, carefully will etch forward.
Briok will put an arrow on his bowstring and begin quietly following.
Okay. You can make stealth rolls.
I mean, Sean thinks she knows we're here, but we don't. Aurelius has a 23.
Rex got a 14.
Oh, damn it.
I suggested something that I'm not good at.
No, exactly.
just in the interest of, like, telling an interesting story of our two characters trying to ambush a mage by sneaking up on her.
Curiously, what stat have you not used at all that you did put points in?
small blades, riding, gambling.
I didn't use seduction. I didn't use social etiquette either.
Yeah, I have social etiquette.
Yeah.
So leading the way.
First aid.
Leading the way. Well, it was all over too quickly for that.
Oh, and sorry, Phil. Just the mechanics thing.
Dwarven.
Because I know in combat you can spend an action to recover stamina points. Is that is a combat exclusive thing?
Yeah,
right?
Your stamina just comes back in between like, combat encounters.
What's that? Sorry,
stamina just comes back
at the end of combat.
Okay, cool. That's what I was wondering, because otherwise it would be weird if you could only do that in combat.
Well, you just say I take 3 recovery actions,
which is like 9 seconds.
Yeah,
so yeah,
you just catch your breath. So you creep forward and you peer around the corner to see where the source of this fire, and another open chamber lies before you. But instead of a laboratory and a mage, by the fire's light you see a very crude approximation of a statue of a woman with bits of red stuck on where they can be. And sitting by the fire and admiring that work, it's a large, ugly beast, a troll. And you stop, shocked, when Briok bumps into the back of you.
That's what I do. I do. Just eyes closed.
The troll looks.
Bump.
Sorry.
Oh, little humies. Peggy!
And she goes, oh, wait. And she looks around her, leans down, and she presents to you by the glowing light of the fire in her large, pinched in between her oversized finger and thumb, a red rose with a single white petal.
It's for you. Lady says you coming. For you!
He'll take a cautious step forward. How much distance is between them?
30 meters.
He'll start to walk into the room, staring at this ugly fucking thing.
Briok is not moving into the room.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And he'll... No, he got rid of it in the ritual, of course. What do you mean? As he's slowly, cautiously stepping forward.
Lady says, welcome! Give gift!
Where is the lady?
She's waiting.
And she points into the darkness behind her.
Not far now.
He stares this troll up and down, and as he's stepping closer, and he's trying to get a read on this being, whether this is the earnest...
They're pretty dumb, so yeah.
Exactly,
Make a human, in scare quotes, perception roll.
Like, for all intents and purposes, should be on the level, but also, Razine has the ability to, like, bend people to her will.
Sure.
20.
It's a nice troll. It's been giving you a nice gift. Trolls are... Unlike some other things, trolls have been known to sort of coexist with people.
Yeah.
In the world of The Witcher, they do, in fact, love to build... They particularly love to build bridges and stay underneath them.
Oh.
And, you know, there's the odd, perhaps apocryphal, perhaps true story of a witcher saying, well, how much to kill the troll? And the town alderman going, well, what are you talking about? Who's going to maintain the bridge if you kill the troll? So it's not that unusual to find a troll in a somewhat symbiotic relationship with a human.
No, and I feel like Aurelius knows that. It's just the circumstances are
of course
wildly different.
Super suspicious.
Super suspicious. Yeah.
Yes.
But he'll get... He's this close.
Don't you want it? It's very pretty.
And he turns back and he looks at Briok.
Briok, at that, if you're turning your back to the troll, he'll wander down.
Hello?
Hello?
Squidgy ones.
Briok nods.
I've only got one. And you want it?
And he'll like...
You want it?
He'll like put a hand up and say, I'll receive a gift from her personally, but I appreciate the...
Oh, nice flower.
Why don't you keep it then?
Oh, I know.
And he looks up and this crude, misshapen figure that she's created in Razine's honour, she sticks it upon the figure's head so inexpertly that most of the petals are crushed and fall to the ground as she pops it on there. And then, with a shaking thud, she sits herself back onto the ground.
May we pass?
Yes! Lady said no harm, squishy humans come to visit.
Well, my friend.
She's a lovely lady.
That she is. What was your name?
Peggy.
Peggy, my name is Briok. It's lovely to meet you.
Oh, you're so squidgy.
We have to be going now.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye.
I'm glad you're dealing with this bullshit because I just have no time for it.
Briok can handle this.
Yeah, no thanks. Appreciate
this,
that.
This is just dealing with other races.
Yeah.
Can do that all day, baby.
Aurelius just... like, he's... Mojo's been shaken a bit.
He feels like he's being made fun of, maybe?
It's just...
Or mocked, he or not feels, taken seriously.
He feels like he's being, like, played with.
Yeah.
And
yeah, because you were all like, oh my god, here she is, let's get ready!
And it's just like, there's no fucking... But, like, at least if the troll had have attacked him, he would have understood that.
Yeah.
Like, I get that. But that
having a troll and not wielding it against you is kind of insulting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, well...
Using it to give you a gift.
Yeah. Cool. No, just go past him.
Yeah, we
not going to say goodbye. Her, sorry. Not going to say
goodbye. Misgender the troll.
Peggy. Not gonna say goodbye. Not going to take the crumpled rose upon Razine. It's just going to walk forward into the darkness.
Briok follows.
Like and how a
we did. I said goodbye.
Yeah, no,
sure
yeah.
did.
As you should.
Yeah.
And from the darkness emerges finally a familiar sight. An archway into a chamber that has been well appointed with cloths and tables and equipments. And seated casually, watching you approach, with a glass of the deepest red wine lolling in her hands, in a spotless white gown. A red... white?
Ooh.
In a spotless red gown with flaming red hair falling about her shoulders. Razine waits for you to approach.
You have been listening to The Blood-Soaked Rose, which is a Roll to Cast production. The best way to find us is on Twitter, Discord, and our Patreon. All our podcasts are on Acast, Spotify, YouTube, and all good podcatchers. You can support us on Patreon at patreon.com/rolltocast. The Witcher tabletop role-playing game is property of Artelsorian Games. Used with permission.
Maybe it'll turn red.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.